So I mentioned a little bit about a very kind of practical thing that we did with our community missions department. And so the person behind that is Pastor BJ Leonard. So he's going to share a little bit about how he can be available to you to maybe talk through how God might want to use you uniquely in your context. So before I steal your thunder.
Okay, so, my name is BJ Leonard, and I serve as the missions pastor here at the church. I've been here in this role for about 8 years or so ago. And so what I do is I oversee our church's involvement both here in the community as well as around the world. And so we divide that into community missions, which includes the block that Pastor Brian shared about, as well as our global missions. And we're involved with several different missionaries and missions endeavors around the world. You've already seen a video of one of our teams that went to Kenya, as well as a video from one of our mission trips in Cuba. And so one of the things that gets me most excited about missions, apart from just the fact that we're taking the message of Jesus Christ to people around the world, many of whom have never heard that, and we are continuing to lift up the work of God's church around the world, is that I love seeing how people's lives are transformed, you could say, on this side of the trip. Meaning this, as we take people to Kenya and to Cuba, as we get people plugged in the block or they're a part of our after school program, it's amazing to see how those people's faith grow in just a really, really cool, tangible ways. It's so cool because what I tell our people who go to Kenya is, hey, the mission trip might be done here in Kenya, but the mission continues back home. And so we are very blessed here at FCC to have a really robust and really strong missions program, in large part due to Pastor Wayne and the other leaders here that are really lift up mission. And so I would love to be able to talk with any of you or answer questions you may have about the work that we do overseas, about the work that we do here in the community. I'd love to be able to, like I said, answer questions. Also, if you're going to be around tomorrow, I'm going to be leading a workshop on how to engage the community in really tangible and relevant ways, and love for you to be able to be a part of that. But otherwise, I'll be in the lobby, I'll be around, and like I said, love to be able to connect with you. Now, I know that Pastor Brian did mention some of our ministry in the block, and maybe that, you know, got you kind of piqued your interest and got you interested in what we do there. And so I have a real quick video that I want to show you about that ministry.
Last spring, we as a church adopted the GM Square neighborhood. We began by praying and then by building relationships and serving those who live here. Our goal has been to extend neighborliness and the love of Christ to all those that we meet. God has been faithful and he has allowed us to deepen our commitment to this neighborhood through these relationships and by opening up doors of service opportunities. We've been able to host several block parties, bring neighbors together, and put on a VBS right here in the neighborhood. We've also been able to pray with many people and take care of some physical needs as well.
Well, he's worked on the side of the house over here. We had some exposed foundation, and they came along and they got that covered up, so hopefully it doesn't expose the weather anymore, so it doesn't deteriorate anymore. And they've, they fixed the porch on the other side because the steps were kind of wobbly, and they got those where they, you know, were safer for everybody to go up and down. And
yeah.
And then turn around, and now I had some, I guess, leak over here on the side up here, and then also down the side of the house, I replaced the board up there.
Wow.
All stuff that I really couldn't do myself.
Yeah.
Between money problems and health issues and, well, scared of heights. I think it could really help on the neighborhood and help bring the whole neighborhood up. You know, I'd say get involved.
Our main hope has been to build friendships. Mary is one resident in the neighborhood who we have been able to become friends with and walk with through a difficult season.
I needed a bed, and one of your...
One of the people from Adopt the Block, yep.
Yeah, came by. She says, Mary, I have a bed. And I said, she said, if you can use it. It's been on my porch, and I got to get rid of it. And I said, well, bring it over, let me see if she brought it over. I got the bed.
This tall.
Is that tall? Was there lots of stuff in it?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about what kind of stuff was in the grass.
Like big bugs and stuff like that. And sticks and bricks. Glass.
Ooh. How did you
garbage.
Guys, garbage? How did you guys clean the glass and the garbage up?
We sweeped it. And then we mowed.
You mowed? How long did it take to mow it?
A long time.
After they cut all the grass and they cleaned up all the trash, tell us what they did next.
You built the fort. and we turned it into a doghouse.
Jackie is another resident of the neighborhood who we have been able to serve. Jackie is a widow who had a large tree fall in her yard due to the recent storms over the summer. She paid to have the tree removed and her yard restored, but her money was taken and the work was never done.
Right, my money was gone. It was, you know, they didn't care.
We were able to have the tree removed and her yard restored to a condition it hasn't been in for over 20 years.
And you guys were kind enough, you adopted this walk. You have no grateful, no idea how grateful I am. I was in part of the walk you adopted. All these years as an orphan, and now I'm 70 years old and I get adopted. Thank you, God.
We've connected with people from several other churches as well as the city in the hopes that Adopt the Block will become an entire community effort. If you haven't had the chance to get involved, I invite you to join us. I also invite you to be in prayer for this neighborhood and pray that God would allow us to continue to build relationships and extend his love here. We're thankful for what he's done, and we look forward to what he still has in store.